Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If I say Spain, 1492, you'll probably think Christopher Columbus sailing to the New World. But Columbus wasn't the only one leaving Spain that year. 1492 saw the mass expulsion of the country's Jews. They fled to North Africa, Greece, Turkey, and they became known as Sephardic Jews, from the Hebrew name for Spain. They brought with them a long history of singing, and now, 500 years later, the band De Leon has updated many of those songs for a modern rock and world music audience. De Leon is here in the Soundcheck studio now to play for us an old Sephardic song called Bar Minan.
Una hija boba tengo.
Bar Minan.
Me la llaman Dendurep.
Bar Minan.
Cuando sale la plaza, me la hacen que pase, me la hacen que pase, me la hacen que pase. Quitaron las sillas de Rivington. Cuando salen a la plaza, se les menea el digidón, se les menea el digidón, se les menea el digidón.
Este cortijo, madre, un fuego quería echar. Que se queme mi querida, que no enseña a saludar, que no enseña a saludar.
Bar Minan, an old Sephardic Jewish song in a new arrangement by the band De Leon, live on Soundcheck. The band led by singer and banjo player and kazooist, briefly there, Dan Sachs, who joins me at the microphone, Kevin Snyder on bass, Amy Crawford on keyboards, Andrew Ohm on trumpet, all of them singing as well, Jay Sawyer behind our drum kit. Dan Sachs, to you and the rest of De Leon, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bar Minan, where does that song come from?
It's coming from Turkey, and there's also some Greek lyrics in there. The main language in the song is Ladino.
Ladino is to Spanish, I guess, what Yiddish is to German. Right?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. And then within the diaspora, to the different countries that it went to, it picked up a little bit from here and there. So. Mm-hmm. Hence a little bit of Turkish, a little bit of Greece. But one of those verses I've read was added when those communities came to New York. And the third verse has a line about Rivington Street in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sung in Ladino.
Sung in Ladino. So it talks about you see the girls down on Rivington Street, kind of, you know, the way they wiggle when they walk down the street, which I guess was kind of a surprise to the newcomers.
Bar Minan, you know?
Bar Minan.
Not for me.
Exactly.
That's what the phrase means, something like that, right?
Yeah,
it's a way
heaven
of warding.
Forbid, keep it away, something
right,
like that, yeah.
Right. So these Sephardic songs, as the Jews left Spain mm-hmm. and went to Turkey or Greece or Algeria or Morocco, did the songs begin to take on characteristics of the host countries?
Yeah, you definitely hear Turkish influences in the songs that come from Turkey. We have a song on the new record called Uskudara, which is an old Turkish folk song.
Right.
But we also have a song on the first two records that have that same melody that are coming from kind of different places. So, you know, yeah, they definitely pick up a little bit of the culture that surrounded them in each place that it ended up.
And so perhaps appropriately, little hints of mariachi culture, Appalachia. You're playing the banjo. I mean, you know.
This is sort of the mission of the band, is that why have these songs, you know, stopped? It's like as if the diaspora, like, ended in one country some couple hundred years ago. But it didn't. I mean, I live in Mexico now, so why shouldn't there be a little bit of that mariachi or norteño sound kind of making its way into the music?
Now, why have these songs endured through not just centuries, but you know, expulsions and, you know, people being forced out of their homes repeatedly over the years?
Well, if you're forced out of your home, you put what you can in your pockets, and, you know.
And the rest you keep up here.
The rest you keep.
I'm tapping my head, folks.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the song's, it's something you can bring from your home, I mean, quite literally. That's mm-hmm. not even a corny answer. That's the truth.
Right.
It's something to remind you from home.
So how did you get interested in this body of work?
I got turned on to the songs, I guess, relatively late for a Sephardic person. It's not like these were lullabies that my mother sang me, but I started listening to them kind of in high school, and I was exposed to a musician in the D.C. area where I grew up, who is a cantor from Argentina, who was doing sort of traditional versions of the songs, cantor Ramon Tassat. And they just struck me as, you know, still beautiful and still worthy of being recorded. And I wanted to kind of get my hands on them and kind of figure out how they would sound if I sang them. So, I mean, it was still a few years after that. But then kind of once I started digging into it, I just got more and more in love with the music.
So this, the Sephardim, this is in your family heritage
mm-hmm.
somewhere. If you go far enough back, you have ancestors who were...
Well, my mother's side of the family is Sephardic, and the name De Leon comes from that side of the family. So her family, presumably, after the Spanish Inquisition, went to Italy. World War II came to America,
mm-hmm.
and now the family's just kind of keeping our fingers crossed that we could stick around for a little while.
Right. We're speaking with Dan Sachs, listening to the band De Leon. The album's called Tremor Fantasma.
Hmm.
I'll ask you about that title in a little bit, Dan.
Exotic.
But do you want to do another song for us?
Sure.
Now this one, the title Bre Sarika almost sounds Balkan. No, we're going to do La Serena next. We can get to the other one later. So La Serena, where is this song from?
This one, as far as I know, is Spanish. I mean, it's definitely in Ladino, and it's a sort of metaphor-laden song, if the sea were made of milk and all this kind of beautiful poetic language. This one, the lyrics, some of them you'll find that we translated into English, because I just thought that they sounded good that way also,
mm-hmm.
and the melody is an original melody, but the theme and the spirit of the song, I think, is the same as it ever was.
Okay, let's hear it. La Serena is the name of it. You'll find it on the latest album by the band De Leon. They're playing Saturday night at Joe's Pub at 11 o'clock. The band is here in our soundcheck studio. Here's De Leon with La Serena.
Wait. sleep with you.
That's called La Serena. Once again, the band De Leon performing live on Soundcheck. Their latest album is called Tremor Fantasma, a collection of Sephardic Jewish songs that have survived in the diaspora in North Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean. La Serena, originally, Dan was telling us, from Spain. Some of those lyrics were translated into English. Were some of them also new lyrics? The bit about the gun, for example, or is that really in the original song?
Who even remembers anymore? These are folk songs that just, things keep getting added and taken away.
Right.
I don't even know what I've added anymore.
But what you've done with this album is a little different from the first two De Leon records. I understand you actually sort of crowdsourced the set list for this record.
That is exactly what we did. I made a video kind of inviting the community of Sephardic music enthusiasts at large to add songs, other recordings of Sephardic folk songs that they loved and wanted to hear getting the De Leon treatment to a collaborative playlist on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
What I was counting on is that, one, that there I could reach this sort of niche music group of music lovers throughout the world. Two, that there would be enough of them that are, technologically savvy enough to have Spotify and mm-hmm. not be turned off by the term collaborative playlist. the Venn diagram of that includes, both of those groups. And then I guess there's a third circle, people that, give a damn about participating in something with De Leon. But we ended up with 20-odd submissions, and all the tracks on the album came from that list.
So some of them are, we heard a little bit of Yarabon Alam at the top of the session here today.
Mm-hmm.
That's, as Sephardic songs go, I've seen a number of other recordings of that.
Yeah.
But most of this record, you're not doing the hits. There's no Cuando el Rey Nimrod. There's no Una Marca de Ruda. Uh-huh. It seems like you're getting a little into – you're doing deeper cuts.
Well, exactly. And that was kind of the goal in doing it this way. So both of those songs are on our last record. And this is our third album. And the first two albums are more –
So you did the hits already.
We did the hits. Okay. And now we're trying to dig in the crates a little bit more. And so I knew that kind of turning it to just whomever, that I would end up with some submissions that I might not know, that I wouldn't think about recording, and it definitely turned out that way.
Mm-hmm. So let me come back to the title that I was trying to wrap my teeth around earlier, Bresarica.
Mm.
Is this one of the ones that, somebody mentioned that you had not been familiar with before?
I hadn't heard this song before, but there are numerous recordings, and even by artists that I know, it just had sort of slipped my attention for whatever reason.
And the name here, this doesn't sound like Ladino. What language is
Bresarica,
this?
Bresarica Bre. No, the song is in Ladino. Bresarica Bre means like, hold up, Sarica. Sarica is the name, like Sarah. Hold up, Sarah, hold up. It's a guy who's kind of like hitting on a girl. And she's not, like, having it. So it's just back and forth.
That seems to be a running theme in a lot of these songs.
like, I'm thinking, why bother writing new songs about that same theme when...
When these 500-year-old things are still around and still vital, apparently.
I'm very much in favor of recycling. I think that it could save our planet.
All right. Brace Arrico is the name of this song. It's another live performance here in the studio by the band De Leon. Once again, their new album called Tremor Fantasma. They're playing tomorrow night at 11 o'clock at Joe's Pub. They're here in the Soundcheck studio with the song Brace Arrico.
Brace Arrico, bre. Tráeme un poco de agua. Brace Arrico, bre. Tráeme un poco de agua.
Stone the sky, sun. Idols, yo invasio, me sei ella il pie, me sei ella il pie.
Brisa rica, bre, linda e sabrosica. Brisa rica, bre, linda e sabrosica. Devo mercar sapatos do pan. Gismas de chivali. Sapatos do pan. Gismas de chivali. Sapatos do pan. Gismas de chivali. Sapatos do pan. Gismas de chivali.
The song is called Brace Arrico, a bit of Sephardic Jewish music in De Leon style. Dan Sachs and the band performing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find a version of that on their latest album, Tremor Fantasma. And Dan, where does that title come from? That is not a Sephardic title, as near as I can tell.
No, it's not. It's sort of a Spanglish amalgamation. Tremor Fantasma was... I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I moved to Mexico a little more than a year ago, I set up my recording studio down there with the intention of recording this next record there. And kind of almost as soon as I hit record, like first day in the studio to work on this record, it was like a 7.8 earthquake in the city.
Mm.
And luckily no damage. I think very, very few injuries. But you know, it kind of freaked me out. I moved from New York, and you know, I'm not an earthquake guy. That's not part of the grounds.
I don't think any of us are earthquake guys, wherever we're from.
No. So yeah, the ground's always been stable,
right,
where I've recorded,
exactly,
at least. And then it happened again and again. And within the first like few months that I was there working on this record, it kept happening. And so what I was finding is that I was having these sort of phantom earthquakes, experiencing earthquakes even when they weren't happening.
Mm.
And it just kind of continued and continued. And I very much associate that sensation. You know what else happened around the same time as the local volcano started acting up for the first time in like a decade? So there was a lot going on. All felt very...
You just travel with your own personal little black cloud of gloom and disaster.
Yeah, there was an immediacy about this recording that, I don't know, I wanted to just pay homage to that a little bit with the name of the record.
The record is Tremor Fantasma. The band is De Leon, and they've been with us here in the Soundcheck studio, new versions of some of these centuries-old Sephardic songs. It's great stuff, and... Dan, to you and the band, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us. We love this show.
This is Soundcheck.